Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, I thought it was you.
No, it's not me.
Wait. Someone's banging on like a wall or something.
Someone's banging on the
wall. Oh, I think our engineer is making something over
there.
Oh,
yeah, building a new phone system. Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is. We're hearing weird noises. Someone's seeing weird things. There's a lot. Can you hear it on the air? Can you guys hear that?
Can you guys hear the banging? Can you hear it, Steph?
Yeah, I did hear that. It was kind of spooky.
I do think it's the engineers. But on the other side of this wall, is that the hallway to leave the building?
Yeah, I think it is.
It is?
Yeah, I think the hallway is right there.
What's on the other side of this wall? Is the hallway and then the promotions closet?
The promotions closet, I think, is on the other side of Steph's wall. And then right there, I think, is where people enter.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, interesting.
Yeah. So if you hear some banging and stuff, that's just disregard.
This ties into everything that's going on. Just strange things happening here because the person that has been seeing shadows is me. Out of the corner of my eye. Now, this started like over vacation, actually. It was a Sunday afternoon. I had to come in and record a couple things. So I came to the radio station, recorded my stuff, and I went to the men's room. And I started looking at myself in the mirror, like fixing things up. And that's when I saw someone else in the bathroom with me. I'm like, oh, how embarrassing. You're checking yourself out in the mirror. And you realize someone is there in the restroom with you. I'm like, ah, and I turn. There was no one there. I'm like, I could have swore I saw something out of the corner of my eye. I thought nothing of it until we returned to work this week. And I started seeing these shadows in the men's restroom out of the corner of my eye. And then I started seeing them at my house. I was in my backyard I playing with the dog, and I turned one way and I felt like there was someone in my backyard. I quickly turned around. There's nothing there. So then I started looking up, seeing shadows in the corner of your eye. What does that mean? And what does it mean? According to the internet, you're seeing a ghost or a spirit.
It's got to be true. If you saw it online, it's got to be true.
It's got to be right. So on the interwebs, people shadows. That someone from beyond that maybe is connected to me or a loved one. Or it mentioned, too, if you're seeing at a certain spot, it could be someone that had passed away in that place. I see them a lot here at the radio station. No one has died here in the building.
Not that I know of.
But we have lost some coworkers that passed.
That's
over
true.
The years.
I've seen, it's not shadows, but like I've told you about how I see like a blurriness out of the corner of my eye. And then I got it on camera once. You could see the blurriness.
Yes.
I think I have a ghost in my house. But it's a friendly, it's nothing. I think it's my father-in-law, but we don't know for sure. This sounds a little bit different. So, of course, we want to get an expert opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
And Steph joined the show a little less than a month ago. And we learned, one of the first things we learned is that her father, Mr. Seacat, he is a psychic. And he's on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Seacat.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, everyone.
Fellas. I love hearing your voice. And it's thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Always my pleasure.
Okay, so JC, you've been in contact with Mr. Seacat.
Yeah, because
right?
I was telling Mercedes and Steph and Jocelyn this story after the show yesterday, and Steph's like, well, let me get my dad on the show. And we figure out what's going on. So Mr. Seacat and I were exchanging some text messages this morning. Just some basic background information he needed on me, like my date of birth. And he had a couple questions about if I was experiencing heavy breathing this week, and I wasn't. So that was pretty much our exchange this morning. But hopefully, Mr. Seacat, you have some insight on as to what I am seeing.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, you have an attachment on you. And some along the way that you pick something up. And I'm sensing this is an entity or spirit that hasn't crossed over. And so typically what happens when spirits hasn't crossed over, they still believe they're still living on this plane, this physical plane.
So wait, what do you mean I pick something up? This reminds me of my days at UNLV. Like a spirit, just some random spirit has saw me walking around and said, oh, I'll attach onto this guy?
Yeah, they usually because, like I said earlier, just a moment ago, they still believe they're still on the earth plane, and they still act like they're still alive, even though they haven't really figured it out. They're just in a confusion state, or they even in a confusion state, not even just years, it could be even many years, even hundreds of years. They haven't figured out what went wrong with them. So I'm sensing with this particular spirit, he saw you and attached to you and tried to get your attention, like it could be your brother or I sense it's a male figure, and it's like trying to reach out to you, like, "Hey, I'm here, I'm here."
Yeah, he's in the male bathroom, so it's a male figure.
Yeah, good point. Yeah,
I think so. Wait, are you getting any sort of feeling on who specifically it could be? You just sensing male? Is that it?
No, I'm sensing more than that. Matter of fact, it's a lost soul, and basically, he's been trying to find his way home. And as I believe this spirit recognized you as someone he knew when he was alive. And so did you go out of town somewhere? Did you pick something up? Did you were out of town on your vacation? I'm sensing too that you went to someplace old, a little bit older, and it followed you here.
I did not leave town during the vacation, but did I go somewhere old?
Recently, yeah. Maybe not just on this vacation. When you go to California, you always say you go to Joshua Tree.
We go to Joshua Tree. The last Joshua Tree visit was back in January, though.
Okay, no, it has to be a lot more recent than that.
What about when you went back home to visit the family?
That
in
was
Philly?
In April when I went back to Philly.
Okay, no, it's much more recent than that. Well, basically, this entity is identify you as someone he knew when he was alive. And so the reason why we can tell is because why we can all connect to entities and crossovers because of the second law quantum physics, where it's called entanglement, where we all connected to the same point. So that's where we can actually connect. He's connecting to you. I connect to, you know, the stars, or everyone's connected to each other to a single point. So I'm sensing with this particular entity here, he's basically trying to reach out to you and say, "Hey, I'm here. Don't you recognize me? And always constantly trying to get your attention. The bathroom was probably the most closest encounter that you had with him, is because you were alone, and he can finally try to get your attention. I could actually have him leave by letting him know that he does no longer live on this particular earth plane, and that there is family members on the other side.
Whoa! Before
you want him to leave?
I don't know. Here's the thing, though. Too, you talked about being alone. I notice them around my house when my wife is out of town. So my wife's out of town this week. I started seeing this shadow at my house.
He's like, "Guys, night out,
party.
Let's do this."
Can I use we don't know if it's a loved one that's with me.
Someone that knows me.
Can I use them to my advantage? Like, "Hey, why don't we work together and, you know, take over the town?"
Yeah, but actually, he's probably wanting to reconnect with you. Supposedly, this person, this entity, is actually probably close to your age. And I'm sensing maybe a little bit younger because you're like 25 anyway. So,
did you give him the right age?
Now, Mr. Seacat, do I want him to, like, I feel bad telling this spirit to leave me, but if there's loved ones and a great life waiting for him on the other side, you know, it's a sad goodbye. I could say goodbye to him.
Actually, he's actually be more excited if he realized that there's actually people who recognize him. Because when you're a lost soul, you're trying to find some familiarity. You're trying to find a person that you know and a house or some familiarity. And he hasn't found this familiarity. He could be a lost soul for years, if not several years, even hundreds of years.
Let's send him on his way then.
You're going to send him on his way?
Yeah. If there's loved ones waiting on the other side, can I talk to the spirit and tell him, you know, "Hey, thanks. It was nice hanging out."
Basically, it's just time to go home. Your time is up, and it's time to go home. Okay. Take a deep breath and basically say it's time to go home. There's a light at the end. Look at the light up and say, "Please enter." And go ahead and say that, JC.
Okay, spirits. It's time for you to go home, spirits. There it is. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I want you to walk to that light. Everything's going to be okay. On the other side, there are many loved ones waiting for you, spirits. I wish you well in your future endeavors. You may go on. You may go on.
Well, I felt this person just walked in, so I'm sensing he's gone now. He's actually excited. He's excited. I know some of you are non-believers out there, but that's okay. But everyone has experienced the same thing you have experienced, JC. It's very common. So,
well, I'm a little upset right now, actually, because he was hanging out with me. I just told him to
he was your buddy.
And he's like, all right, I'm out of here.
You basically said, I don't want to be your friend. I wish you well in your future endeavors. Well, you gave him the you're fired memo.
He didn't argue with me.
Actually,
he just left.
Actually, JC, for every living soul, there's six spirits. So don't worry. You have plenty to hang out with, okay? The ratio is for every living person on Earth, there's six spirits still lost.
Do you see the shadows anymore?
I should go to the restroom to see him.
He has to be alone. He has to be alone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he's trying to get it's hard because he stays away from the crowd because he can't get your attention, JC. That's why you experience it when you're actually alone.
All this time, I thought you had astigmatism, so that's why you were thinking. I feel bad now. I totally misdiagnosed.
I miss him already. Well, that was easy.
Mr. Seacat, thank you for doing that. It's always so fascinating to talk to you and hear, you know, about all these different dimensions and things like that. And like you said, there are some people that don't believe, and that's totally fine. I think it's just whatever you're feeling.
I believe in that world.
I'm curious to find out today when you're alone, okay, JC, if you feel that.
I'll let everyone know. Maybe there's a new spirit will attach himself to me.
Oh, well, I said there's ratio of six spirits to what?
So there's five more that are getting ready to come on out. And they're like,
hold on one
turn.
Second, Mr. Seacat. Oh, I miss my spirits.
Why did you do that? Now there's a new spirit.
But I didn't think he'd leave right away. Wouldn't he be like, hey, no, can't we hang out for a little bit longer? Or question me just telling him that there's people waiting on the other side?
He's not a clinger honor. He's like, you tell him to go. He's like, okay, I'm out of here.
I'm out. Okay, well, I'm open for business. Any spirits want to come down?
Thank you, Mr. Seacat. That's so interesting. I love that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.